In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Now, I want to begin this morning by just discussing briefly something that my family enjoys doing together. And what we enjoy doing together is watching movies. Now, we don't nearly do this enough. We don't have enough time usually, but we try to have what we like to call family movie nights. Presidetta, the kids, and myself will pop a little bit of popcorn, we'll cuddle up on the couch, and then have a nice, relaxing time watching movies. At least, that is what the intention is. But what usually happens is we say, okay, guys, we're going to have movie night. And then we say, what movie should we watch? And then the fun begins. Each and every child that is living in our home gives us different opinions on what movie they might want to watch. And literally, no one can agree on anything. So that's when my beloved wife, their mother, steps in and says, this is what we are going to watch. Now, the reality is this is something that I think happens to all of us, right? Many times when you get enough people into a room, well, you have all of their opinions as well. And this is nothing new even within the church. The apostles and the disciples were no different. They also had a hard time agreeing with each other. Today is, as the church calls it, the synaxis of the 12 disciples. Now, a synaxis is a Greek word that basically means a gathering or to call together. So today we are gathering together the memory of all the apostles. Now, a synaxis of saints is usually happens after the celebration of a great feast. The day after that, we have the synaxis. Yesterday, the great feast that we celebrated was that of Saints Peter and Paul, who both were pretty opinionated themselves and quite strong-willed as well. But they, like the other apostles, figured out how to work together, how to grow, and how to move the church forward. This morning, it is important that we consider these two saints as representative of all the apostles and how they were all able to get along, how they were able to keep themselves and the church united. This is an important lesson for each and every one of us, not only when it comes to our beloved parish here in Toledo, but for our families and our relationships as well. It is a lesson that we need to remember as we try and grow in our relationships and as we try and keep our families united. So it's important that we begin by talking about these two great saints, and we will begin by looking a little bit closer into the life of Saint Peter. Now, as we know from the scriptures, Peter was just like the other apostles. He was a fisherman. We hear in the scriptures many times that Peter and the others were mending their nets or they were in their boats. We even hear in one of the readings that Christ himself was preaching from Peter's boat. We also know that Peter was a faithful man and most likely a disciple of Saint John the Baptist along with his brother Andrew. We also know that he could be a bit hot-headed at times. You remember in the scripture readings in the garden where he drew his sword when those came to arrest his Lord. And we also remember when Peter rebuked the Lord when Christ was discussing his death. We also know that he ended up betraying the Lord by denying him three times. But through Peter's tears and his actions of repentance, he continued to be what he was from the beginning, which was the leader of the apostles and the disciples. Now, St. Paul has a little bit of a different background. Paul was a learned man. He was born in Asia Minor, and he was a Roman citizen. Now, his citizenship was important because it helped him out a few times, as we saw in the scriptures. And he was someone who also worked. He had a trade. He was a tent maker. St. Paul was a Pharisee, and he was someone who was extremely educated in his faith, and he could also be quite strict. We know that before he became a Christian, he was one of the greatest persecutors the church had ever seen. And he was there as a witness to when St. Stephen was martyred. But we also know that he had a great experience that converted him. We also know that he actually saw the Lord himself, and it was that experience and his own reading of the scripture that caused him to repent. This experience made him the apostle to the Gentiles, to those who were non-Jews. But Peter and Paul most certainly did not always get along, and they did not always agree. There is an episode in the scriptures where they actually had a confrontation because Paul saw Peter acting in a way that he saw as hypocritical. So how did they stay united? Well, they were united in Christ. As one priest wrote, really one thing and one thing only united these two apostles. Both gave their lives to the Lord Jesus and the church. See, they gave everything to him, and they followed Christ. They focused on Christ, received the Holy Spirit, and made decisions in their lives that were based on that very important relationship. There were differences in the early church, but there was always unity that was found in Christ. Now, as we all know, things really haven't changed all that much. The church continues to be full of people with different opinions. Not only the church, but our families as well. Not only our families, but between spouses and friends, there are always different opinions. And we don't always agree, but we can always be united. We don't always have the same ideas on how to move forward, but we can. How? By following and looking to Christ and always being honest with ourselves. See, even when we look to Christ, it may not always be easy to stay united, but we can do this if we remember to allow him to be the one who is in charge, to allow him to make our weaknesses, to take them and make those weaknesses strengths. Maybe we're not always patient. We are to give that impatience to Christ. Maybe we're not always sure how to communicate our feelings. We are to give that to Christ as well. A priest once commented on the apostles' strength, and he says that they were strong enough to face up to their own weaknesses. They both accepted the fact that God often works more through our weaknesses and failings than through our strengths, and that is something we all need to learn. My friends and my family in Christ, if we can learn anything from these two men, let us learn that they were not perfect, but they always remembered to follow Christ. They were not perfect, but they let Christ in order to make the imperfect in them a little bit more perfect. And we can and must do the same. We can do this in our parish and in the greater church. We can do this in our families. We can do this with our children. We can do this in any relationship that is important to us in any part of our lives. We can do this if we continue to look to Christ, just as the apostles who we celebrate today did. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.